Whoops, all right. That was an editorial from Sam the Eagle from the Muppet Show album. And on the line here with me is Vince Seely, from the town of Catskill. Vince, are you there?
I'm here. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning. How are you doing today?
I'm very good. We had an exciting night last night in Catskill.
You did?
Yeah.
Well, I wanted to ask you about that, but I want to ask you first what the town of Catskill is doing right now about the rest of the week besides Saturday and the economic condition that Catskill is in.
Yeah, so we've got a couple people that have come forward. I'm seeing a lot of momentum, and you can typically tell by the, I call them kind of scouts that come to the area, people that are interested in purchasing properties or kind of just wanting to meet with me and maybe some other board members to ask what's going on around Catskill, what's the plan for Catskill. But I think our focus this year is going to continue to be on the waterfront because that continues to be one of our biggest assets. But also look at other points in the village too. I think a lot of times we spend a lot of energy on Main Street when we do have a lot of other areas to offer. Thomas Cole has done a great, that organization has done a great job over the years building up their base of visitorship and also integrating the rest of the community into there. So I think we need to focus on that. I guess the theme for us, Tom, is going to be to really focus on the resources that we already have and, see which ones we can monopolize on and then see where the gaps are and then fill those in and bring more people. We just need to get foot traffic.
And
the village of Catskill.
When you say focus on the waterfront, you started with that. Do you mean the creek or the Hudson River? Which you have a couple different waterfronts there, don't you?
Yep. Yeah, we do. So to me, it's kind of like we have this great highway, this Hudson River highway going past with all these boats and small, large, rich people, everyday people. We need to do a better job of bringing them into our port, and say, look, you can, we have one of the longest inlets in, so somebody with a really large yacht that wants to get out of the wake or spend the night can come in and can be, not affected by the wake of the Hudson River, come in by us and stay there. And that's kind of what we have to do. So focus on getting them off the river and then bringing them up and then getting them out of their boats to spend money. And it might be just in the restaurant, local restaurants, or it is a place where they can come up afterwards, after they're done in the boating season, say, hey, that was a really great place, bring their family back up afterwards and spend some time there. So that's, when I say focus on the river, I mean, that again, that's another asset that we really don't have. It would be great to have a giant sign out on the Hudson River that says, welcome to Catskill. And then with a big arrow pointing in and say shops, restaurants, and everything, you can drive right past on a boat, right past the village of Catskill, and you see our great point, and you see Dutchman's Landing and some things down there, but there really isn't a sign that says, hey, open for business, come this way.
And so let's get to the meeting last night. Why do you think there have been so many, so much ink spilled over the Catskill Farmers Market in the last year, so many stories in the paper, so many petitions and meetings and such? Why do you think this has caused such public interest?
Yeah, I think it's, we're a community divided, and I've used this example through the years, and I think we're having a better job at it. But we've got kind of a cultural divide going on right now, where we have a lot of folks that are the quote unquote the old timers, and then you have some new folks coming in, and it's just really trying to get those two groups to work together. And we just need to go through these vetting processes of having it just happens to be. The farmer's market is the topic right now, but next month it could be something else. It's just we just have to learn to all sit down and bring bring what we can to the table and work with each other. So without trying to make that sound, spin that too politically, it's why do I think a lot of ink was spilled? Because I think it was a hot topic, and I think that the farmer's market, the street being closed, was honestly in Main Street merchants' minds, the ones that came forward with the petition. There were 22 of them. It was honestly hurting their business that the street was closed. And they believed that, and they felt that. And some of them at last night's meeting, provided some, verbal data that explained, I had a customer trying to get here from Rhinebeck, so on and so forth. And I think that's important for us to hear, because those were facts. Those weren't just an opinion like, hey, I think somebody couldn't get here, or I think they couldn't see the sign. These were things that people brought forward and put their reputation on the line and said, I did not get a customer because here's why.
So, and that was the end result of the meeting, is that you all voted to keep the Main Street open on Saturdays from now on. That's correct?
Correct.
To traffic.
Yeah, we're going to keep the street open to traffic, and I think the to be decided, there's three options that we have, and it's pretty straightforward. One is going to be close off half the street, let's just say the right-hand side for now, going down towards the boat launch, the right-hand side, close off that half of the street, allow traffic to flow on the left-hand side, and then block it off from the center line in and put, give enough of a barrier so it's safe. So in case there's something happens, a car veers off a little bit, we're not going to put people in danger because that's our first priority. But then have the market tents face in towards the other shops. So you're almost creating this alleyway. And if you think about it, you're elongating the current market. So if the current market, and you've been down there a couple times with me, you see it's basically one long block. Well, now if we put that all in one row, you're essentially making it two blocks long. So you can have that alleyway for people to go down. And, hopefully by that time, and one of my pleas last night was, we're going to make this change. We're going to come up with this compromise, but I need the shops to be open, and I need the current businesses on Main Street to be engaged and, run specials or, whatever they can do to promote their business. They need to take advantage of this opportunity.
So I'm a little unclear. I think you said there were three options on the table. One of them is the closing half of the Main Street. What are the other two?
Yep. The other one is Church Street, which is, those of you that are familiar with Catville or not, it's directly across the one that kind of goes from, we've had some events over there, the wine tasting and things like that, but it's a short street there. The Bank of Greene County is closed on Saturdays, so we'd be able to block that street off with very minimal disruption, and we would also still have frontage on Main Street. So if somebody was just there, didn't happen to know that there was a farmer's market, drove down Main Street just to cruise through the middle of town, they would actually see the vendors there and say, hey, this looks like a pretty cool place to stop, and they would stop there. So that's option two. The operational difficulty with that location is that it's at a slight slant. So, some of the farmers would either have to have some kind of a makeshift leveling system or those are some things that we just have to work out for that location. And the last location would be the county parking lot. And this is the main parking lot behind the county building. So, just geographically, you have Main Street, you have your county building, you have some parking behind the county building, then you have our Water Street, and then you have this large parking lot that's essentially fenced in, and they've done a good job cleaning it up. It's a little beat up from the winter, but they'll do a good job cleaning it up. And in there's plenty of room. It's probably twice the size of the area that we were using last year. There's some benefits to putting it down in that area as well. We can have extended hours. We're not... If the market's going good and there's some entertainment and they want to stay later, or a couple of the vendors want to take their time closing up, we were kind of under a time crunch last year to make sure we got the street open by 1:30, and some of the vendors had some difficulty, getting out of there on time, so on and so forth. So that lot down at the bottom lends itself to almost an all-day event if we so choose.
So it's sort of like where it was at the point before, where you could have more freedom in that way. But it's still closer to Main Street, so it shares some of those. And that's also the area I think that you guys in Catskill want to really develop along the creek, don't you? With the lumber yard moving out a couple years ago, and there's some places down there that could really be development, and Catskill could really change and grow.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I mean, there's a couple properties that are in motion right now. We all know that the Union Mills property is stalled right now, but there's some increased developer interest there. The restaurant that's going in next to it is underway. The construction, they got new sidewalks poured, new roofs on, things like that. They're doing some construction down there to mitigate some erosion and things like that. The lumber yard, the old Dunn's lumber supply, that's a hot property. If you think about it, that's right in the center there. You can bring a big boat because you don't have to go under that bridge, so a big boat can still make it up there. It'd be great to see something happen there. It all comes down to strategy of how we want to do this. One thing I'm concerned about with putting the market on Water Street or in the county lot, I fear that we're going to have everybody that's going to go to the farmer's market. Last year, it was really successful. I mean, there were a lot of people that came. Where are they going to park? Well, they're going to park on Main Street. And the people that are running businesses on Main Street, if they don't do a good job luring those potential buyers into their shops, it's going to be another sit-down next year of them saying, yeah, I didn't do any business because nobody had any place to park because the farmer's market took up all the parking spots. So, it's constantly this strategy of figuring out, not just, trying to make everybody happy because that's going to be impossible, but we just have to find this happy medium and make it work for everybody and make it successful. the real reason this came about, and I, you know, I'm kind of sound like a broken record to some people, but, you know, we brought the market to Main Street because it was, we took it away from the point because it was dying at the point. The farmers came to us and said, look, you know, some of us are not going to come back because our sales are just dwindling and we just, you know, we have to make a living. So we kind of jumped into action and said, okay, we've got a great opportunity here. And at the same time, we were also hearing from the Main Street folks saying, you know, hey, the economy's starting to hit us hard. We need foot traffic. We need human beings to at least come and walk past our store to see the goods and products that I sell here. So it was kind of a match made in heaven. You know, I think in a way, you know, I would have hopefully liked to see it maybe go another year on Main Street, and we would have worked out some of the traffic problems and worked out some of the signage. But, you know, the public who, you know, not only just elects us, but they're the business people there, so we have to keep them in business. I don't want to see somebody have to close their shop. So it wouldn't have done any good to force the issue and keep Main Street closed this year.
And you were hinting, I guess, you had held a series of public meetings early last year with the business community along Main Street about ways to revive the business interests in Catskill. Can you report on other, besides, and I think the farmers market move came out of that too, are there other things going on in the community to help local businesses on other days of the week besides Saturday?
Well, you know, to kind of go back to what your original point, there was, you know, we had these meetings. I dubbed them as the business summit meetings. And, you know, the first meeting we had, 80 people came, and it was great. You know, it was I think it was even during a snowstorm, and it was just a great turnout, and it was a positive energy, and people really wanted to do things that are that were bit for their business. You know, we had a couple meetings after that, and the numbers started to dwindle down. You know, went from 80 to 60 to 40, and then we wound up with, you know, the infamous 10 people that you end up with in any type of a meeting like that, where, you know, you've got your 10 tried and true people that are going to go forward. And those 10 people are really the ones that stuck around and said, hey, our main topic, and during that first meeting, Tom, you know, we had a vote. It was pretty simple. It was old school. I had a whiteboard, and I said, you know, we listed out some ideas. And we had a vote for the best idea. And by far, the winner was Farmers Market on Main Street. It was overwhelmingly won. So this group of 10 to 12 people stayed on board, and it was their goal to see that through. And that's what you saw there. So to answer your question of what else is being done for the other days of the week, as of right now, we have to kind of get back on track and have another one of these business summit meetings and say, okay, we delivered what we said we were going to do. We put this team of people together, and we delivered a quality product for the Village of Catskill, which was the farmer's market. It's still going to be there. We're still going to have the good theme. We're still going to make it a social event or a cultural event where people can bring their families, make it safe. But now we got to kind of look to other days of the week. But I learned a lot of lessons from this, to be honest with you, with this farmer's market, that, you know, we really, I almost have to force participation. You just can't expect people to just step up and come. You have to actually go to them and make them, or almost force them into being part of a team.
And one last question along those lines, I guess, you described the farmer's market kind of dispute between people that have lived in the area a long time and people that have moved to the area more recently. It seems like perhaps the Sunday issue is similar. You have a lot of businesses in Catskill that do not open on Sunday, and it's kind of a ghost town on Sunday afternoons there, where there's only a handful of places that are even open. And you're dealing with a tourist-based economy where Saturday and Sunday are the 2 days when the tourists are around. So do you see that as a problem? Is there anything to help the farmers market may help Saturday, but what is there for Sunday?
Yeah, so this is a really good, you know, and I don't know how much time we have left here, but, you know, part of the problem that we have to decide as a community is whether or not we're going to be a daytime community or a nighttime community. You know, we are the Catskill, specifically the Village of Catskill, we're the county seat. We are the law offices, we're the county building. Most of our traffic and most of our energy is during the daytime, and quite frankly, it's during the week. You know, so for these restaurant and these shop owners, most of them are sole proprietors. You know, it's a family-owned business, and maybe they have, you know, one person, or maybe their husband or wife run it with them. You know, they're tending to use the weekends as their time off because their busy time is during the week. Now, that granted, you know, I'm trying not to paint a brush of everybody on the street, but, you know, we really have to make some decisions of what are we going to invest in to make this a nighttime community and a Sunday community? It's almost like, you know, Village of Casco goes to sleep on Sunday. And I you know, my analogy is, it's a bad analogy, but bear with me. It's, you know, you go down to Wall Street on a Sunday, it's dead. You walk up, there's a couple coffee shops open and maybe some touristy things you could do down at Battery Park, but it's closed. And that's kind of us. We're bustling during the week. Like right now, if you go down Main Street, Catskill, people are doing business. They're going to get their license renewed. They're going to the eye doctor. They're going to their lawyer. They're going eating lunch at a couple places there. Are we going to strive to make it a 24-hour community, or are we going to allow ourselves and allow the businesses the day of rest? So great question you have. Are we going to be a tourist? Is Main Street a tourist destination, or are we the epicenter of business in Catskill?
So that's a question for further public meetings, I guess.
Yeah, and for, you know, and with the help of shows like yours, you know, to get people to come and reach out to me. You know, we do the best we can do with the information we have, and there's a lot of people that are hiding behind mailboxes, and I don't mean that in a bad way. They're great talent we have in our community. They just choose not to come forward, and you don't have to come to one of these meetings if you're not that type of person. Send me an email. Call the Village Hall. Get in touch with me. If you got a good idea, you know, people that know me, I'm an honest person. I'll say, yeah, that's a great idea, or I'll say, hey, that's good. We'll table it for now, and maybe we'll bring it up in the future. I'm not going to – yeah, I just think we need more input from the talent that we have in the community.
All right. Well, then you guys heard it. If you have input for the farmers market or what to do on Sundays or whatever else to help improve Catskill, send Vincili an email or a phone call or get in touch somehow, and he'll you'll have his ear for a little while.
Yep, vfeely@verizon.net.
Oh, great. All right, well, thanks so much for calling in today and talking to us for a few minutes.
You got it. Thanks very much. Have a great day, everyone.
All right, thanks.
Bye-bye.
All right, that is Catskill Village President Vincili calling in and talk about last night's meeting at the firehouse in Catskill about the moving the farmer's market or whether or not to move the farmer's market. And it was agreed to move it. They don't have a decision on where yet, but Main Street will be open for car traffic this summer in Catskill. We're going to play a few songs and be back in just a few minutes.